Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur.
I think that is easier, far easier said than actually done.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Because a lot of our relationship that it was built on was not built on that, right? It was built on a codependency. It was built on a level of like, I need you, you need me. And we have since transitioned that into interdependency, which means that we're both self-sufficient, but we do rely on each other, but we rely on each other because we want to, not because we have to.
So yeah, one of the things that we just recently discovered, or I personally recently discovered, was that Logan is an internal processor and I am an external processor.
This is good.
So this completely changed our relationship within the last 2 months. Logan likes to think about everything prior to actually saying it out loud. I like to think about nothing prior to saying it out loud. The first time that I want to think about it is when I'm saying it. So oftentimes Logan's like, why are you word vomiting on me? Like, I don't want to hear your problems. And I was like, I was just sharing them with you. Like, I didn't realize I was like throwing my whole life on you. And then, you know, he is in the same situation, non-responsive sometimes because he's thinking through everything. And I'm frustrated because I'm like, why are you not talking to me? Why are you not responding? And he's internally processing it and I'm word vomiting on him. So now that we know each other's like processing manners, we can respect them. And it's okay if he doesn't respond now, because I understand that he has to think about it before he can respond. Yeah. And then if I have problems and I present them, he understands that I'm not word vomiting on him. That's just how I process it. I'm not looking for an answer. I'm just sharing my issues with you. That was good.
It's really good. Hold on. That's really good. So like that right there, like internal versus external processing, I think that'll help a ton of people. And I think like there's a framework behind that. It's like the reason why we get frustrated is because we don't understand. And so again, like anytime that you are frustrated, just understand that it's because you are ignorant. You are ignorant, not the other person. The other person isn't stupid. They ain't dumb. You are. You just don't understand. You don't understand. When you understand, you get less frustrated. It becomes more accepting, right? So I think that's the underlying value or framework to that specific thing. But the internal external processing, total game changer.
Cool. All right, Jacob, I'm going to answer this one.
Jacob's a stud, by the way. We went to Rodizio's one time and we ate all the food. If you guys know what Rodizio's is, it's a Brazilian steakhouse, and they just keep on bring the meats over and they just slice them up. And then you eventually got to say no, but for a long time you say yes. And then you just got to say, please go away. Like, I am way too full. And
Jessica's currently laughing.
Yeah. 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 They got to experience that as well. So Jacob and I got to experience that one time together.
It's awesome. All right, Jacob, how do you navigate dealing with performance of employees that are going through issues in their personal life that is impacting their work performance? So one of our core values is responsibility. So I always turn it back on them. I'm obviously very supportive. We have a great example. We have a sober employee who relapsed on the 4th of July. And she didn't show up to work yesterday. And she's like, I'm spiraling. I need to talk to my therapist. I have roommate drama. I'm going to be living in my car. And all I asked was like, what are you going to do today to better your situation? What's one thing you're going to do today to better your situation? And then later in the day, I asked her what one thing she did that made her proud today. So it's a lot about being there, holding them accountable to their own actions. Like, am I proud of her that she relapsed? Absolutely not. But at the same time, if she can own it, if she can take responsibility for it, and if she can learn something from it, she will continue to be employed by us. Yeah, she called out and messed up the day one time, but in the 4 months that she's been with us, she's worked 40 plus hours every single week and never called out. So how do I empower her to realize that the decisions that she was making prior to July 4th were better than the decision that she made on July 4th? And then it's just constant following up. Like, you got this, girl, but tell me how you got this. And defining it. Logan, you have anything to add?
No, I think the only thing that I'll touch on is just like, don't rob them of the responsibility of the situation. Like, don't try to like baby them and try to take it and try to solve the problem. Like, you don't help.
Same thing with your kids.
Like, empower them, encourage them, let them know like, okay, cool. Like, was that the outcome you were looking for? Was the relapse? Okay, cool. Well, what's one thing you can do today to get back on track? And if she gets back on track or not, is it Katie's responsibility? Right? Like, it's not up to Katie whether she does or doesn't. Like, if this gal gets back on track, she does her thing, it's because she did it. You know, Katie was there to support her and encourage her, but it wasn't Katie who did it, and vice versa. If the girl doesn't get back on track and she goes in the rabbit hole and she quits and she does whatever, like she leaves our company, was that Katie's fault? Right. And I think that's where the understanding that like people are people and the expectation of like, just like people are going to do what people do. And so instead of getting frustrated at people, like, I can't believe that they called out. I can't believe that she would relapse. I can't believe she would do drugs. I can't believe that she wouldn't show up to work on time. It's like, I expect people not to show up. I expect people to do what people do, is they just do what's in their best interest. And I'm okay with it.
And that's why we never turn the hiring funnel off. Ever.
Second lesson. Never turn the hiring funnel off.
All right. Logan is testing, has another question.
Logan is testing.
He's got good questions.
He's great good. Questions.
How involved are you with your short-term rental business? Are you focused on Bozeman Five-Star Cleaning more than that business? Just curious about the challenges and rewards of running them simultaneously. Do you feel they both have paralleled success?
Yeah. So I love this. What you guys don't know is that Katie does both. She runs a short-term rental business, long-term rental business, and she does a cleaning business. And we don't talk about it much anymore, but our short-term rental business and our real estate business, it almost does, like, I think it did $70,000 or $80,000 last month as well. So, and Katie runs it. Katie's a stud. I mean, if you guys did not know, now you know. However, with that being said, there is only so much attention that somebody has. And so I see that Katie is so, like, she is so good that if she had more attention on our cleaning business, it would continue to grow and would be like way bigger than it already is right now. And so we've made steps to help her get her attention back by, we just hired property managers for our long-term rentals. So we actually no longer manage any of our long-term rentals. And we've explored doing short-term rentals. We currently have a virtual assistant who does all the communication with like the guests and Katie, I guess now this is where you can kind of take over what the V actually does.
Yeah, everything except for anything that escalates to a real in-person problem. We have a virtual assistant who facilitates all of the messaging unless there's a lockout issue, which is very rare. If there's like a plumbing issue or something like that, he escalates it to me. Currently trying to put another person in that seat. So I don't have to be that person, but he's phenomenal. We had an American do it and be both the boots on the ground and the messaging portion of it. And turns out the VA is 10 times better than my American was.
Yeah.
And Johnny on the spot all the time. Honestly, I don't know when he sleeps.
James on the spot.
James is, I don't think he ever sleeps because he will respond within minutes to anybody who's inquiring about anything. And he's amazing.
Yeah. So what was the question? I don't know if we answered the question.
Parallel success.
What was the question?
rewards and challenges of running both simultaneously.
Yeah. Attention, 100%.
Yeah.
And so again, different seasons require different levels of attention. And where we see that we're able to take the cleaning business is that we're just gonna need more attention. And so we're giving attention away, which means that we're giving away some profits. But to us, it makes more sense for where we believe that we can take our current business right now.
For sure. Yeah. I would definitely not recommend running two at a time.
Yeah. Not forever,
but not forever.
The experience you get, like the things that we've learned from running Airbnbs, have they transferred over to the cleaning business and vice versa? Sure. So again, depends on what level you're at in your journey. Ultimately, like just doing more is always better. Like volume is always the answer. More calls, more businesses, more money made, more money lost, more conversations, always begets more success.
Yep. All right, Autumn, I see you.
So one thing before you answer, or we ask Autumn's question, if you, so James is a virtual assistant, if you guys didn't pick that up, and how much do you pay him to run the Airbnb, Kitty?
$100 a week.
$100 a week. And how much were we paying our American girl?
I'm like embarrassed to say, but $640 a week.
And James does better or worse?
Better.
By a long shot.
Oh yeah. Not even close.
So we have, let's just say two times the output, and we're paying a sixth of the input. Seems like a good trade-off, right? So a couple of weeks ago, I did a free training on how to hire VAs, where to find them, all that stuff. I don't know if Jessica Lucas is on here, but they're very gracious to actually go through the process, and everyone got to watch them hire VAs. She just posted inside the Facebook group, the one that I posted here earlier, the Million Dollar Cleaning Business Facebook group, that they hired her. She's doing great. She's on the team. And so all literally within a couple of days, you can have a virtual assistant for less than $100 a week. And so even if you have nothing, if you're not in the cleaning business, but you just want a virtual assistant, you want to buy back 40 hours of your time for less than $100, like go get the masterclass just for that. Like just that alone is so good. It's so good.
Yeah. It is not through a VA company either. We hire them directly.
Yeah. And again, you can shortcut the process. You can go through a VA company. You'll just pay more. Like you will not get a VA for $100 a week if you do it that way. So like depends on what you're going for. Like if you just want speed, like you can go to a VA company and they will bring them on somewhat vetted. I say somewhat, because ultimately like you still have to ingrain them into your culture. And I'm telling you, for an hour at most is what it would take you to go through the training and start to implement, like you would understand how to do it yourself and you would save yourself a ton of money. And most importantly, you would know the process, which is most important. Like even if you decide not to do it, like at least you know what the process is. So then you can come from a place of sound judgment of like, okay, I'm willing to actually just go to a VA company. Like either way, it's just important to at least understand both sides of it.
Cool. All right. Can we move on?
Oh my gosh. Did you see Sam Singh is in here?
Oh yeah, he's been blowing up the chat.
Has he? Oh my gosh. I can't say that. I don't know why my chat's not working, but dude, Sam Singh, if you guys are not friends with Sam Singh, you guys are like freaking missing out. Sam is one of the humans that you want to be around because he makes you feel good. Have you ever been around that person who just like thinks you're amazing and just like always puts you on a pedestal and just like always like he'll stop what he's doing just to look at you. And then he'll compliment you. And then he'll like put his hand on your shoulder. Like he's just one of those humans that his presence of being present with you, it's so valuable.